Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This vacillating from love to hate is hard. You know, every Sunday, I'm in divorce court with the Cowboys. But by Wednesday, I'm back at the altar saying I do again. You know what I'm saying?
And that is Michael Irvin, Kevin. And I think Michael Irvin is all of us.
Is Michael Irvin in an abusive relationship with the Cowboys?
No. Emotionally abusive, yes.
Yeah, no, it's emotional, man. It's just like,
hey, that's still just abusive. Serious as physical, Corey.
Yeah.
It really is.
But it's not like they're doing it on purpose.
They're emotional bruises.
Oh, please.
On the inside that you can't see.
Sorry, I'm hurting you. He's right. The Cowboys are emotionally abusing us, and they've been doing so for a generation.
But it's
I'm a Jaguars fan.
They're not paying attention. Is that abuse? Just neglect? I guess that's what it is. The Cowboys are neglecting us. That's what it is, right?
Yes, but like I keep coming back for more.
Yes, absolutely you do. 877-881.
Because it's what's comfortable.
105.3. Do you get involved that way too? Like Shippy, are you stuck in what's comfortable? Do you get involved with the Cowboys the same way? On Monday, you're furious, you're fed up, you're done with it, but by the closer you get to game time, the more excited you are about the opportunities, because hey, you are in first place. 877-881-1053.
I think that's a great way to put it, because it's not even Monday, it's Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, where I'm like, this team is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I get irrationally angry in the moment.
If you look at our Twitters, @OThankKevin, yes. @InTheMajors, yeah, on Sunday, it's we're firing everybody.
And it's just, you get so mad, and that goes back to the Twitter poll that you put up the other day, is who's more must watch, Mavs and or Cowboys? And I think the Mavs people lied, because if you could only watch one thing during the week, a Mavs game or a Cowboys game, of course the vast majority are watching the Cowboys game. That's just the way it is. But in the moment, you don't feel that way, because you're so mad about the Cowboys, and the Mavericks are so much fun to watch. And even when they lose, you're like, yeah, but they're on the upswing. Did you see what Luka did?
There's
oh my
hope.
God. And for the Cowboys, even when they win, think about that. When the Mavericks, even when they lose, go back to that loss to the Lakers or the Clippers. You lost to the Lakers, and everyone's like, man, if we would have closed out on defense on that last three-pointer, we would have beat the Lakers. Or, yeah, tough loss against the Clippers, but you can see we're like on the doorstep. When the Cowboys win, it's like, yeah, but they kind of sucked when they won. Or, yeah, I didn't think they won big enough. Or, yeah, I didn't think they looked good enough when they won. So I can see why people are, like, more excited to watch the Mavs, because the Cowboys, man, I freaking love the Cowboys. But sometimes it can be a bit of a grind, because you do feel like, did we win by enough? Why don't we have a better record? Why do I keep getting sucked in every time? I thought for sure at this point we were going to be, like, 9-3.
And
here we are, 6-6.
What a hater. 12-0, baby.
Okay.
That's right, Shippy. You got to have that mentality.
Yeah.
You should be able to go out. I mean, everybody says, and Michael Bennett said it earlier yesterday, hey, everybody has, there's no easy wins in the NFL. There should be. It should feel like there's an easy win every once in a while.
Of course there are easy wins.
Yeah, like the Jets.
The Jets, the Dolphins, the Giants, the Redskins. But you didn't beat all those teams.
The only easy win the Cowboys have had this year was the Giants, right?
Like the Eagles.
Even still,
it turned out easy.
Yeah, it turned out easy at the end of the thing, but it felt like the Giants game, you pretty much had it from the onset. But all the rest of them have been really tough. 877-881-1053. Do you let the Cowboys affect you the same way Michael Irvin is affected, the same way Kevin is affected? Early in the week, you're furious if after a loss, but later in the week, you've turned things around and everything. Hey, there's hope. There's potential. I don't know. I don't feel like watching the game is a grind.
A new hope.
But right before the game, I'm most excited. It's whenever they kick off and get started and go three and out. That's whenever I get frustrated. But you know what, Kevin? It's all about positivity from here on out, because yep. The Cowboys, They positively can beat the Bears and continue running into the playoffs.
Okay, but see, that's the same trap that I fall into all the time because I was also sure that we were going to beat the Bills and we were still having a shot at 11-5. Remember, we did a segment. Can the Cowboys win the last five games? They're going to be favored in all their last five games. People generally are like, I mean, they probably could. Will they? No. But then you get this from the 972. Man, this is great. I've said it for like 3 or 4 weeks. I wasn't watching anymore this year. Then game time, I have it on before it even starts.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Michael Irvin is so right, is especially with this Thursday game, you have less time to decompress your anger from the victory.
Which has been like the last couple weeks now.
Yeah, absolutely, because you haven't had the traditional Sunday games and everything. But yeah, by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, I know you don't want it to affect the rest of your day and the end of your weekend, but I don't know if you guys are like I am. A Cowboys loss, especially a decisive one, has an impact on the remainder of my weekend. It absolutely does.
Not me, homie.
Because you've moved beyond that? Or?
Yeah, and it's what I'm used to.
If he's all about partying anyway, man.
Yeah, I'm tired.
A good party will make you black out and then remember what you forgot later on, like 3 days later.
I'm tired of letting some dudes who I have no control over affect my mood. So.
Whoa, wow, Shippy with the fire at you, Kevin. You let men control your life.
Oh, well, yeah. Welcome to society.
From the 469, it's our fault. They don't mean to do this. Yeah, no, I don't feel like the Cowboys mean to. They just keep stumbling and they
hold
will
on.
Figure
I feel like they're still sticking with the abusive relationship analogy.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point by them.
I saw a lot of people yesterday. Ron Rivera got fired, Kevin, and a lot of people started going nuts about, hey, how did Ron Rivera lose his job? But we're still sitting here with Jason Garrett. I looked it up. Do you know what the percent chance, Shippy, is of the Panthers making the playoffs?
30.
Greater than 1%. It's just above greater than 1%. Do you know what the Cowboys' percent chance of making the playoffs is?
It's probably like 70% or
67%.
Something.
67%. So because, and I've said this a number of times, I keep saying it over and over and over. I know you guys are tired of Garrett. You're ready to move on, and probably Jerry Jones is as well. But the simple fact that the Cowboys are 67% chance, and it might even be higher, of making the playoffs. And once you get to the playoffs, anything can happen. That's why they have not moved on like the Panthers did from Ron Rivera. They saw the writing on the wall. They can't make the playoffs unless there's a sliver of hope. You know, that's all it is. For the Cowboys, there's a huge chunk of that pie that still says you're in.
I'm going to go ahead and dispute the 65, 67% chance. I'm going to say the chance that the Cowboys make the playoffs is 97%.
Okay.
Because think about this.
I agree.
This is what the Cowboys do, all right? Could the Cowboys win 5 in a row and they would have been 11-5 and I would have had playoff fever? Well, sure, but they didn't. So they lost. So now they're 6-6. Things are in an all-time low. They'll probably lose to the Bears or the Rams to really twist the knife and be 7-7.
Definitely.
And then they're 100% going to beat the Eagles and they're going to roll into the playoffs at 8-7, or maybe they'll bench everybody because they've got the tiebreaker over the Eagles and they'll be 8-8 going into the playoffs. And then you think, well, they're cooked in the playoffs and they'll go up against a San Francisco team that's 13-3 and then they'll have the opportunity to win the game and I'll think, oh my God, they're going to win this game. Could they go on the road next against the Saints and win? And then at the last minute, they'll lose because all of those things are what the Cowboys do. It is the most, I get why they're the most watched team in sports. They're the most entertaining, maddening, frustrating, irritating, exciting team in all of sports.
That negative energy that you keep putting out in the world, Kevin,
there's
is the
positive
problem.
There
you
too.
Need to put out more positive
yeah,
energy.
Yeah, you need to
Kevin.
Go on a walk.
Yeah, you need to go walk through
all
the
right.
country with my dad
later.
In Canton. All right.
All right.
All right.
Will
Kevin,
you call him for me, see when he's available?
He's available all the time, man. Go hang out with him. He'll be there for you. All right. Also last night, TNT, Charles Barkley has a problem with the Mavericks and the way they handle Luka.
Well, I have a problem with the Mavs.
You do? What is it? You have a problem with him?
No, I have a problem with him, but I don't think they use Porzingis enough. I watched him play 3 times last week. Number one, I think they're becoming too reliant on Doncic.
And people have talked about, hey, let's see what happens when you just take the ball out of his hands,
well,
constantly
but
throw
they,
doubles at him.
They just get him the ball and stand around. Now, he's doing a fantastic job, but I would love to see them put Porzingis in the post. Every time they pass the ball to Porzingis, he's standing out on a 3-point line. I don't think they're taking advantage of his talent When they started bringing, Doncic going to do his thing. But when they start bringing Porzingis along, that's when this team going to become legit. Because right now, they're riding her down with Doncic getting a great triple-double. And if he has a bad night like he did against the I watched him play against the Clippers, and them two boys locked him down. But this dude should not be averaging 17 points a game. He should be averaging 24 or 25 points a game. But they never run plays for him. And also, I like to see Rick Carlisle play him different. Like, when Doncic goes to the bench, every play should be ran for Porzingis. That's my only problem with the Mavs so far.
Now, Kevin, I agree with him on the fact that you are very one-dimensional with Luka.
Sure.
Because you're just like, hey, that's a generational player right there. Let him go do his thing. And you know what? They're winning. But they got to figure out how to add some other elements to their game, because when you run up against a Clippers team, whenever they say, this is how we stop you, and we can stop you, then what are you going to do? You have to have that extra valve. You have to have that extra thing where you can go to and say, we're adaptable. You got to figure out how to beat us. That's what the Spurs did so well for so long, Kevin. If you took away what they were trying to do, they could beat you at your own game.
I do get that. I just think it is somewhat odd to be like, you rely too much on one of the best players in the NBA.
I don't think it's a knock. I think it's a, okay, we've seen this. Now what else do you have?
Let me ask you this, though. Do you think it's possible that Carlisle, and I know sometimes this is a knock against him, as people think he makes his mind up too quickly. As someone who makes his mind up too quickly,
that Porzingis is not it?
Yeah, and that's my thought. Or he's decided that, like, Porzingis can do these, can get this use or amount, and he can do this, but no more, and that's why the offense operates the way it does.
He's a really highly paid spot-up shooter.
And you said, oh, crap, but I don't think it has to be the end of the world. Because,
well, he's got to figure it out, though, right? Or is
it just what do you mean by figure it out?
These two have to be able to work together.
No.
What other
no.
move can
okay.
you make for them not to work together?
What makes you think they're not working together now?
I think that because you're not splitting the numbers. It's not 24 points for Kristaps every night. It's a little lower. What, 17 and 11 is what he's giving you right now? And he's averaging about 2.1 blocks a game. You want to see higher. You want to see the night. I need to see the night where Kristaps gets his 30.
Okay.
Gets his 40. That's what I guess I need to see is if they take the ball away from Luka, which nobody's doing, if they take it out of his hands or get in his way so he can't be that, what are they going to do to adapt?
All right. Here's the reason why I asked that. Let's say the Mavs win 51 games this year and advance to the second round of the playoffs and give the Lakers or Clippers, whoever, a tough run. Then are you okay with it? Because then I would argue it does work. I understand what you're saying from a statistical point of view. It's probably not matching up with the amount of money that you just paid him. But here would be my argument. What if those stats remained at exactly the same spot? The Mavericks win 52 games, make it to the second round of the playoffs, and they have two pretty top-notch players, or two, like, amazingly top-notch player and one really good player, and all of a sudden they're both under 24, and people are like, huh. Because my thought is that maybe Carlisle says, I see the future, and we can get to that spot with Kristaps as the 3, Luka as the 1, and the yet-to-arrive-here number 2 who will see what we do.
Power forward, or what do you need the most?
I still think a swing guard would probably be, I mean, people mentioned McCollum, Beal. Like, somebody in that vein, of course, would be fantastic. I wonder if he views it as that and says, that's your team.
The Stars lose last night 5-1, Kevin, to Winnipeg. I think they got them again this Thursday.
They do.
And after the game, Patrick Laine said, I wish we played 82 against those guys because I'd have a lot of goals. It just seems like it goes in.
God.
I don't have any explanation. Thank God they're in our division. Taking shots at the Stars for Stars fans that are furious about this.
It's not even really a shot. He really does score all the time against the Stars.
Well, and this was Tyler Seguin after the game, and they just need to get home.
Just wanted more than the next guy. I think it was key for us tonight, and obviously we didn't live up to that.
How do you account for the inconsistency so far this season? You know, the peaks have been high and the valleys have been low.
We got to find that even keel. Obviously, don't want to get into the slump that we had early on, and you know, I think we're 4 in a row now or something like that. So obviously we want to get back home, and we're only going to get out of this together. So looking forward to doing that.
We're only going to get out of this together, Kevin. And I wonder how we
talk. It's a good philosophy.
We talk about travel and how much it affects players in other sports. Hockey, especially for the Stars, that's got to be. We've talked to Frank Provenzano before. He says it's killer with what they have to deal with sometimes.
The thing about the high, that was a great question about the high highs and the low lows. Man, that is spot on, because they went from the worst start in franchise history to the hottest streak in all of the NHL. And then these last four games, they've lost. And it's remarkable, the ebbs and flows there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.